Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, Andy, welcome in.
Don, great to be with you.
Andy, jury selection in something like this. Did you ever have a jury say the blind shake when you were doing that? Where you had this number of people, is this unusual? There were like 500 or so to start?
No, Dom, it's in a big case like this, the number of people that you bring in at the start is kind of limited by what your courtroom space is. And their expectation, of course, is that they're going to – a majority of the people in, let's say, groups of 100 are going to not – qualify to serve for one reason or another. So it's a long, tedious process. You go through hundreds of people. I think in the blind shake case, we went through thousands of jurors. It took us a month to get a jury. I don't think it'll take quite that long in this case, but remember, I'm trying to think of what the last, there was a recent case where it took a long time, to pick a jury. Probably won't be as long as this. I'll just say that my understanding is the judge is not going to sit Wednesdays. Next week we have Jewish holidays on Monday and Tuesday, which means they're going to work a short day or a no day. So you're talking about like 4 days this week, 2 days next week. You know, it starts to pile up. And what I'm hearing is like maybe not till the beginning of May will we actually get to, jury arguments and evidence.
Wow. So give us a sense of what you'd be looking for, Andy, based upon your experience. Did you have somebody, an analyst, looking at the jury, or is it a decision you made when you were prosecuting?
Yeah, I never believed in that. I'm probably silly to feel this way, but I felt had good, experienced litigation teams when I was in the Southern District of New York trying cases, and we thought our collective judgment would be fine. I never went in much for the, this idea of jury selection specialists and that sort of thing. I've had very, very good juries, and I've gotten burned by, picking a couple of bad jurors. So, it's a crapshoot.
Well, in this, you would think the odds are there could be somebody vaguely in favor of Trump that might slip by, and there are going to be several people who are going to say, they don't care one way or the other, but deep down they have an agenda. Maybe they want to be famous. Maybe they want to write a book about it.
Yeah, well, you're hitting on the thing that litigators, at least savvy ones, worry about the most. You don't worry about the people who come in and say, I can't be fair, because that's what you want to hear. If they can't be, you want them to tell you that. And you don't worry about the people who are trying to get out of jury service, because you don't want those people on a jury like this one. The thing that you worry about are the people who will lie to get on the jury because they think this is, super case where at the end of it they're going to be media stars. And that's the kind of thing that I'd be concerned about. But it's a very extensive process. They have to fill out a pretty lengthy questionnaire, and then they get interviewed by the lawyers and the court. So it's always possible for someone to slip through. It happens from time to time, but it's a pretty extensive process to prevent against that.
Before we get to your big nugget here, Andy, I just tell you, I don't know about you, you would get rejected. Dan, you don't know this, do you? I once got rejected by the prosecution, the defense attorney, and the judge to be on a jury.
Not you.
Oh, my God. Did they at least
give you a Mr. Congeniality award or something?
I didn't do it. Well, you know, part of the question on there, Andy, in Philadelphia, they have, I don't know about New York or federally, I think it was question 9, and it said something about would you give more weight to an officer's, a cop's testimony than others, something like that, less,
right,
or just neutral. And I knew yes. I answered honestly. The judge didn't like it. He said, I told you about this before, which he did not, and I said that. I was getting close to contempt. And the reason I said, Your Honor, he's the one that somebody checks up on. He's the one that has people supervising him. These other witnesses, I don't know if anybody's supervising them.
Yeah, well, look, I agree with that. You know, look, you can have dishonest cops too, but, you know, cops are professional observers, which the normal witness is not. So they're taking note of the things they see in a way that's different from the average person. And I would just point, you know, on this point, the Supreme Court, when it talks about how, you know, the standard for getting a warrant is probable cause, Chief Justice Rehnquist would point out that it's the totality of the circumstances as seen through the eyes of an experienced police officer.
Exactly.
Which is very different from the totality of the circumstances as seen by Dom or Andy. You know, it's a different, you know, they're in a different business.
I think they wouldn't want you on the court because they'd be afraid, you know, here's some decent lawyer and Andy McCarthy sitting on the jury. Oh, man, just picking
well,
apart.
I can't blame them for that. No one in my family would want me on the jury. And I never wanted a lawyer on the jury. So,
yeah, I can understand why.
I'm sympathetic to that.
So, Andy, yeah, way ahead of the curve, and Greg Jarrett brought this up himself yesterday when he was on. You talked about, in your own words, I guess, that there could be a misdemeanor here. Trump could admit to that. Statute of limitations has run out. I'm not sure politically how that plays out, but tell us what you're thinking he could do, his attorneys could say to do.
Yeah, well, first of all, Dom, he doesn't have to admit to anything, and I think he still has a very good defense, which, you know, we haven't focused too much on the charges yet, but they not only have to prove that he put in, you know, that there's inaccurate.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Information in the bookkeeping, but that he did it with a fraudulent purpose. So much like the civil case in New York, we're again looking at a case of fraud where there's no fraud victims. Like there's nobody. Think about this. given the terrible charges that were brought here, if Alvin Bragg thought he actually had a fraud case or a tax evasion case, don't you think he would have tripped over himself to charge that?
Exactly.
But of course he didn't, because he doesn't have that kind. So he's got to prove fraudulent intent here, and I think he's going to have a hard time doing that. I'm not saying that Trump has to admit to the misdemeanor. What I'm saying is that under New York law, he's entitled to ask the court to give what's known as a lesser included offense charge, which means if the evidence is capable of being interpreted as he may have committed the misdemeanor but not the felony, then that theory has to be presented to the jury. That doesn't mean Trump has to admit to it. They just have to have the option of convicting him on the misdemeanor rather than the felony. And the reason I think it would be very smart to do that is if the jury is a New York jury that, like, let's just, you know, go with the caricature and say they just hate Trump and they have to convict him of something. If they convict him on the misdemeanor, the case has to get thrown out, because the misdemeanor was time barred by, I think, by 2019, maybe by 2020. But there's no doubt the statute of limitations is run on that.
That's a great insight. I agree. And the jury could say that's a compromise. We did convict him. That's all that we could do. Andy, one other area with this, New Yorkers particularly, Michael Cohen is on record, serial liar, right, in court, et cetera, et cetera. But, you know, I know reasonably, saying what you were doing, you sometimes have to put bad people up there and turn them to turn against somebody else. Right. So I don't think they'll necessarily discount Cohen on that ground, but they might discount him and then he's not a sympathetic figure at all. Not so much just a liar, but you know what I mean? He's an easy figure, I think, to get the jury to not like him at all.
Yeah, I think that's right. I mean, when we would put – yeah, look, I've always said that, you know, you could put the worst people in the world on the stand. I've even put Philly fans on the stand, Tom. So, I mean, you know, but
– oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
The question always is, can you corroborate their testimony? Like, how does their testimony stand up against everything else you think you know? But when we would put terrible people on the stand, we would normally have them also admit their own wrongdoing. So, for example, Cohen, just a couple of weeks ago, a federal judge said he committed perjury by his own account in his guilty plea. You know, when he pled under oath to tax evasion, and now he says he wasn't guilty of it. And they asked him at his, you know, I think Helena Haba asked him at his in his civil trial testimony. So what you're saying is you committed perjury when you pled guilty, and he admitted to that. And a federal judge 2 weeks ago said he either committed perjury at that trial or at his plea, one or the other, or maybe even both. So you know, it's one thing to say a person has a background with a lot of lying. It's quite another thing to say, you know, he's come to terms with what he did and admitted to it. And Cohen doesn't admit to anything in his life other than that he says he committed campaign finance crimes, which I don't think he actually committed, but he's saying that because it makes it more likely that you can get Trump convicted. So,
unbelievable.
I think he's a convicted he's not just a convicted felon, he's a convicted perjurer who the last time we heard from him was basically committing perjury about his prior perjury. So, you know, I mean, it's going to be a little hard for a jury to wrap their brains around. And I would just point out to people that this case started in my old office, the Southern District of New York.
Yeah.
And they opted not to bring a case against Trump. And undoubtedly, one of the reasons that they opted not to bring the case was because their main witness would have been Michael Cohen. And you don't want to go to court when your main witness is Michael Cohen.
Absolutely. So, Andy, though, hard to predict, though, but what about the argument? Look, this jury, it's a blue city. They're out to get Trump. So they don't care all the stuff that you and I talked about, all the nuance of this, how bad Cohen is. They just want to know when they can vote to say, yeah, convict him.
Well, I think that that is a kind of an overplayed narrative. And look, I have a prejudice here because I liked New York juries. Now, in federal court, we were drawing our juries from Manhattan, the Bronx, and Westchester, not just Manhattan. But still, I liked those juries. I thought they had a lot of common sense. And I would just say two things. Number one, don't judge New York on the basis of who gets elected, like Alvin Bragg and some of these crazy judges. The people who vote in elections in Manhattan for those kind of positions are vanishingly small in number. I think 80,000 people voted in the DA's election when Bragg was elected. There's over 2 million people in Manhattan, and a lot of them are just ordinary working people. And the big thing in Manhattan right now is that we have a lot of crime that Bragg won't prosecute. And I think a normal Manhattan person is going to listen to this case and wonder, why are we in court on this case when we have like real crime in the city that this guy won't prosecute? So that's one thing. And then the other thing I'd say, Dom, is remember that Bragg needs 12. Trump only needs one. Because if he gets a mistrial here, that's a major win for him. The thought that they would like try to do this, you know, dog's breakfast of a case a second time is highly unlikely, particularly given that he's got a whole bunch of other legal matters. So if he can get a hung jury here, or he can get a conviction on a misdemeanor that gets thrown out, I think that's a big win for him. But, you know, yes, the city is tilted against Trump politically, and that's probably going to help Bragg. But Bragg needs 12, and Trump only needs one.
Well put. When do we see you on Fox today, Andy?
I think I'm with Liz McDonald on the Business Channel later today, and then with Neil Cavuto tomorrow, and we'll see what else is hopping.
All right, Andy, thank you. Thanks as always.
Thanks, Dom.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3, from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!